You have just entered the Katie Ma Podcast. Keyboard, plus mouse or die.
Oh, there's APL. At least he answered. He picked up.
I don't want to talk about fucking 7-Eleven near my house. We're over it.
Let's fucking talk about it,
no,
dude.
No, let's not talk about it. Let's not talk about the fact that it took 15 minutes to buy some fucking a drink and a bag of chips because there was a guy at the counter claiming that the Muslim motherfucker, I'm using his words, these are air quotes, the Muslim motherfucker behind the counter was racist and charging him five cents more for his malt liquor. So that took about Jesus. 10 minutes.
So, oh.
There you go. Oh. That's my 7-Eleven in a nutshell almost every time, to be honest.
Yeah, but can we at least appreciate the fact that you can buy malt liquor at a 7-Eleven here?
Well.
What a state.
Yeah, that's true. It is good. It is nice. I always forget that when I go back home and you can't buy alcohol everywhere.
Yep.
You can buy it a lot more places now, though. You'll be pleasantly surprised.
Yeah. Scott Fisher confirmed proxy racist. Proxy racist? What? Is that a term? What is that? That's new to me.
When I visited a friend up at IUP one time, we kept going. We were at this party at one of his friends' house, and it was, and we kept leaving to make beer runs because you couldn't really like. It was like a block away.
Thank you for subscribing. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. No problem. It was like a block away, and you couldn't really like buy cases there. It was just like 40s, and that was about it. But at the same time, everyone only it was a little pizza shop, so you know you could buy like you know some booze there as long as you were of age. It wasn't like a liquor store or anything. And they only really had like 40s and single bottles, but also every single college student there pretty much only used it as like a beer dispenser. Like they did,
yeah.
Like I went, I was like, oh, should I get a slice of pizza here? And he was like, what? I was like, I'm hungry. Should I get a slice of pizza? He's like, I don't know. I've never had the pizza here. And like all the friends, all of our friends of his that we were with were just like, yeah, I've never actually gotten pizza here. And I'm just like, I'm looking around and like not a single person, there are a couple people like sitting down at tables, not a single one of them has pizza. There's like maybe one pizza like in like the display case. I was just like, holy shit.
Well, speaking of 7-Eleven pizza, I mean, Orb cannot stop jizzing his pants about because he's obviously going to be coming to the U.S. and he won't stop talking about 7-Eleven pizza like it's the, you know, the magnum opus of the truth of 7-Eleven. But, oh, man. I just don't know how many it's going to take until either, one, he just straight up gets cancer from it, or, two, he just, you know, he eats himself into back to his former shape, which I don't know what will come first.
Actually, wasn't he skinny before his, like...
I think
he was scrawny.
He was scrawny.
He's gonna eat himself into a new shape, which is fat.
It's gonna be a new shape.
Which is referred to as American shaped. He's going there.
That's right. He's gonna look like one of us. Maybe. Brandon, I really like the color of that shirt, man. It brings out your eyes. Am I the only one? Am I the only one that thinks that that brings out Brandon's eyes? Can we?
Beautiful blue eyes.
Yeah, it really does.
It does. It really does. It compliments. It's good to see. I love to see that. Thank you. You're welcome.
John is going to be here. He's in like a CS match for something. I don't. He's in a league of some sort.
Oh, AHGL.
Yeah,
I guess. Nork Proton has not answered, but you know he's probably trying to get Halo to work.
If only someone knew his whereabouts.
let me give you the last known whereabouts. The kitchen smells like bread, so he's baking beer bread, and he's I don't know if he's in the zoo closet. I can't confirm that. I think he's in his room. So I think
Megan wants to go to the zoo closet so bad, and I'm like, you don't want any part of the zoo.
Listen,
closet.
People go in the zoo closet and they're never seen again. So it's her. She can take the risk if she'd like. That's her. She might go into Narnia or something. You don't ever know what you're going to see in the zoo closet.
No, you really don't. It's kind of terrifying.
PM LaRocco seems to be just a hate machine on me tonight. He's like, everything I've seen him say is just like, fuck blah, more or less. Like, come at me, bro. Dude, would you like to fisticuffs? Would you like...
Fight me a podcast.
Blah, whenever you feel like that, you can just say, Is he on the podcast? Is he in? No. So his opinion doesn't matter. So just say that to him.
Oh, wow.
Actually, except
you're
just
shitting on our entire community.
I know, but I'm really feeling it tonight. Like, I'm really feeling the fuck the fans hashtag. Also,
oh, yeah.
You weren't here last week, actually, for your really. Did you happen to see the email? Dan, did he see the email?
I did.
Okay. Yeah. I just wanted to see.
That's all right. That's all right. Many great men have been told that their beliefs were wrong, only to prove the world wrong. You know, before Galileo, everybody thought the Earth was flat. Yell. And before Black Light Attack, everybody thought that bacon was a suitable meat to put on a sandwich alone.
I just don't think that's a stance that will ever catch on. I just don't. I don't see it.
Like, trashiest the world being round? Subscribed. Yeah. How about that?
Trashiest. Finally.
Thank you for this sub.
Weeks in the making for this sub. Thank you, Trashiest. Okay, so someone with the Twitter handle PenisAss69 sends a question, which I guess is probably relating to your stream, Scott, but I'm gonna put it on here anyway because I have a theory about this myself. So PenisAss69.
Good name. Good name, good game.
What is this picture? Holy shit. K9, what the fuck?
Hedgie anyway. Just subscribed. Thank you for the sub, Hedgie.
The subs right now. Nice.
Don't worry.
A mini train going.
Don't worry, Crazy.
I can't play the Coors Light train again. Can't play it on the podcast, unfortunately.
I decided a while ago, Crazy Cookies, I'm keeping the beard. The only thing I ordered
Beard Life, bro.
I finally ordered a beard trimmer, and it shows up, and it's like, you know, one of the rules is you always use your longest guard first, like the 9mm or whatever you have. And then mm-hmm. and then go down until you get the length you want. You know, just reduce in size until you get the length you want. Mine came with 2 6mm and no 9mm, which is supposed to be the biggest. So I'm kind of pissed. I had to email them. They're actually pretty good about getting back to me right away. And they're just like, I just need to decide what email or what address to give them. Because I don't know if I'm going to be home or home when it gets to me. But I'm kind of pissed because I really want to trim my beard. It needs it.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, it
is
went
the tweet out.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I missed it.
Okay.
I have too much shit. I need a third monitor again. It's been too long. Hashtag just manly things. Good lord. Viewer questions
rough
this
life.
Week are gonna like. I mean, Nick Fenton did see Young Lean live this weekend, so...
Young Lean.
I can't believe you went and saw Young Lean. God. I'm dunking cookies and milk, boys. Some classic shit right
Dunk
here.
Awesome. You want to know what his two-word review of Young Lean was? Really good. What? Really good. That was his review when I came out. I was like, how was he? He's like, really good. I was like, all right. There you go. Young Lean.
The most young of leans.
Yep.
Yeah, someone's a John. Someone is giving off some.
God, his hair looks good all the fucking time.
All the time. He's even ridiculous. You can't even keep it down with that headset.
I know.
It's fucking cheating.
Because it's Sunday and I absolutely did not shower because I slept until like 3.
Dude, if you like,
and then how is the hair still good? That's what we don't get.
Because it's greasy. That's why.
Yeah, if you don't shower for like a day, your hair actually looks good. Any more than that, it's gonna have like visible grease and it's gonna be like grimy. But that little extra grease from one day, your hair is gonna look pretty fantastic. When I was at my old job, I never actually like saw people or like interacted with people day to day, and I never ever exercised. So I shower like every other day instead of every day, and it was just like my hair was great every other day.
Sean, a wild sex symbol appears.
It's like on the 24/7, Dan. James Neely is like, I don't like to wash my hair because it looks way better when it's greasy.
He does. He knows the secret as well. Mine looks just terrible all the time. So there you go. Blossom manly shaves with 9mm bullets.
Free mind, what are you talking about? Are you talking about the hair trimmer?
Yeah.
I'm not really experimenting with cutting my own hair. It's like, that's just for my beard. I get my hair cut once every like 3 months. So it's not exactly expensive. Tried it out on my junk yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah, it was way too short.
I haven't used an automatic.
My bush is like, I used to be proud of that. It's all gone. 6mm is a lot shorter than I thought.
Oh.
Blah looks like a small child now down there.
Oh, no. Children do not have a penis like this. They don't give a hair like this.
Can we not?
And my man's horse cock is still completely intact.
Oh, no. Can we get through our sponsors before we start nuking our viewership? Oh no!
I see. Casey Tron contest winner Rotendo in chat, and fellow finalist Rotendo in chat. Rotendo and I were both finalists in the Casey Tron Photoshop contest.
Yours were both good. Yours was the Godzilla one, right?
Yeah.
What was Rotendo's? What was hers again?
She had the nun. Tron.
Oh, the nun. Yeah,
it was so good. So fucking good. God damn it, Dalesy. Get the fuck out of here.
Memes in my jeans. Are you talking about public hair? That's like the best type of hair. Public hair. That's my public hair.
I have the
hair.
Entire Ocarina Sheet music tatted on my dick. I'm like the illustrated man for like, you know, like less than a foot of me.
Someday this stream will be brought to you by Dollar Shave Club, and then what will you do?
Oh man, I was
sponsoring a lot of podcasts.
I was thinking about joining that, and then I just grew a beard instead, and then it seemed kind of counterintuitive.
Yeah, I would agree.
Yeah,
I'm able to shave right now because my hand. So,
Robe, please like, do frame that, like please. Who won the Casey Tron contest? Orb? What? No, it was Ro. Ro won.
Ro won, yeah. This already feels like a good podcast. I hope it is.
It's going.
When are we going to bring back, by the way, when are we going to bring back the Ice Bucket Challenge? Can that come back? I really miss that. Is it gone forever?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I want to raise awareness, like the Baja Bucket Challenge for atheism. I don't feel like it's getting enough credit.
The especially Baja recently. Bucket Challenge?
Baja Bucket, yeah. You just fill it with, you get a 12-pack and you fill a bucket and you pour it on your head. And
that is such a waste.
But why would you waste all that Baja Blast?
That's
foolish.
You're wasting a rare commodity.
That's head. The point. Like,
if anything, you should bring a bucket to Taco Bell and have somebody distract the employees while you load that shit up. On the fountain.
That's kind of the point, though. Like, we're so held down as atheists in this country that we're willing to waste the thing that makes us who we are. Like, that's, if you really think about it, that's
like
how you get like, people excited.
It's like self-immolation.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
Throw up your slash tips in the chat. Thank you.
Slash tips.
The soggy bagel challenge would not be very good on YouTube.
Oh, boy. No.
Like that would.
Is that really a challenge?
It's more like a party, I guess. I don't know.
It's not that hard.
No, it's not very hard at all. It's really hard for the guy who's last.
It's actually pretty soft.
It depends on the day. Sometimes I'm agnostic, sometimes I'm atheist, sometimes I'm a full-blown Christian again. It just depends on the day.
Seriously,
depends on your unboxes.
10 minutes, we've only gotten 77 retweets.
That's pretty bad.
It's like a joke.
I'm swagnostic.
God damn it. Alright. I will admit I didn't retweet yet, so I'm gonna do that now. Oops.
Wow. He really has a Baja Blast emote set. That's amazing.
Wow.
Oh wow, yeah.
I still have like a pack and a half in my fridge that will probably never be drunk before it expires.
A Baja?
Yep.
You won't even break your new lifestyle for
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point too.
Several times I've been
No, soda absolutely expires. I learned that at my old job because my bosses, the owner is like 65, and you know how old people just like save shit forever.
That is the mark of old people.
One of our employees retired, and they were like getting all the stuff for the retirement party, and they serve us like his wife and his sister-in-law both worked there, and the sister-in-law was like, oh, I have soda, and they're all like old as fuck. And she's like, oh, I have soda, I'll bring the soda. And she brings this fucking expired-ass, like, Diet Coke. Ugh. And, like, only Diet... It was, like, Diet Coke and, like, ginger ale. And it was fucking... And both of them were expired. And I was like, well, I need caffeine or something. I didn't drink any because I don't like either of those things. And I was still drinking soda back then. But the next day, I go in and there's still some left over from the party. And I'm like, oh, I need caffeine. I forgot to, like, buy a coffee on my way into work. So I'm just going to grab one of these Diet Cokes for the caffeine. And I drank it. It just tasted like pure seltzer water. And yeah. So I dump it out. And it was like, basically, it looked like watered down, like Coke. It was like mostly see-through with like a little bit of brown to it. And then after I poured out everything that would pour out, I like kind of like was swinging it back and forth, like not shaking it. But like, and I felt all this weight in the bottom still. So all the syrup.
Oh man,
the
syrup,
it's
separated.
Yep. Oh. Yep. So I had taken like a swig of basically like expired seltzer water that was slightly Diet Coke flavored.
That's so gross.
Yeah, so soda absolutely expires and it just takes several years. But I've almost drunk the Blast a couple times when I got up and like needed caffeine and didn't feel like making coffee or running out and getting some.
The Blast.
Put me on blast. I dare you. a couple of times I've almost succumbed to the Baja. Almost. It's gonna happen. I'm gonna be hungover one day.
You know, sometimes you need it in your life.
I'm trying to think if there's anybody at home that like really likes Baja Blast that I can use this as a Christmas present for, but I just don't. Oh shit! That's what I'm bringing to the White Elephant. I'm bringing the unopened case to the White Elephant. Me and my friends are doing tomorrow.
There you go.
Boom. It's gonna be the hit. People are gonna be stealing that shit left and right. Yes. So smart.
I have an unopened glass bottle of Coke from the 1988 Kentucky Derby. Oh my!
You should drink
God.
That shit, bro. It's the bottle it's worth, and not the actual contents.
Yeah.
Drink it and
I
see
remember
how it tastes.
I had a Coke from the '92 Penguins Stanley Cup.
Uh-huh. I have the Cal Ripken. I have a Cal Ripken Jr. retirement season Coke. That still has Coke in it that my friend told me would be more valuable. And I was like, I just want to drink it. He's like, don't you dare open it. And so I never did. And it's still, it's just flat as shit. I'm sure it's horrible.
There was a little while that I like collected like nerdy and stupid like energy drinks. So I had like, you know, if you ever go into like FYE or something, they have all these like dumbass energy drinks, like a Donkey Kong and like a Pac-Man energy drink. And when they first started coming out, I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. It's like drinks that are related to video games. I'm going to buy those and like put them on a shelf somewhere. And then I ended up like after a couple of years, I was like, oh, you know what? This is really fucking stupid. So I just got rid of them. And I was just like cracking them and pouring them out. So they were like super expired. The smell that came out of those cans was just like, I was like, is this what these smelled like when you actually could drink them? Because this is like not okay. It was just like it was like pure chemicals and like a slight fruitiness to it. It smelled like fucking like ant poison and like some flavor of like vape pen.
What does ant poison smell like? Like, have you taken those little cans of ant poisoning and smelled them?
Like when you spray it, you like smell it a little bit. It's like that really like chemical caps. like this is not something I want to put in my body because it's literally poison. That's what these energy drinks smelled like.
This is a great one. Sauce Fancy. I used to have a Jeff Gordon mango energy drink from 2005. I didn't know Jeff Gordon had an energy drink.
I mean, it makes sense. Jeff Gordon was he's still pretty hot, isn't he?
Right. I mean, I don't know. I don't think. One thing about NASCAR is you can just do that until you're like a billion years old, and I don't think it matters.
Right, or until your car flies into a wall. Car. You know, God bless it.
But it's not at all like a game of reflexes, so.
No, not at all. Matter.
Should we get into the whole, are NASCAR athletes, are they athletes debate? Should we go down that road?
Are they? I don't think anybody actually cares enough to get into
debate. Yeah, that's true. Not in this podcast. No, that's right.
No. No,
having... wrong, but... I don't care at all.
I just used to hear that debate all the time. People used to do like,
good old Jeff. God damn it.
Jeff Gordon. Ready? You know what? I just want to real quick say something real that's real disappointing about Jeff Gordon. Jeff Gordon always like he kind of looked like a he was like a Tom Cruise looking motherfucker. Like drove like, but he is the most like as far as his voice the most. Boring, dull. Like every time Jeff Gordon talks, I almost pass out. He's so boring. Is that real Southern draw? And I was like, God, if he had a cool voice, Jeff Gordon could have fucked the world with his giant NASCAR dick. And he got pretty far, but I just feel like he really missed out on the voice category. But anyway,
this giant NASCAR dick.
Does anyone else feel that same way? Anyway,
nah, he's a good looking dude.
It was all hair for him though. Like
he did have good hair. You're right.
He had solid hair.
Which
is a downside to driving NASCAR because you always have a huge helmet on.
Yeah, that's true.
It's very rare that I ever meet somebody that I just like hate. Like it's very rare for me. Like I say, I hate a lot of things. I don't usually hate people. I fucking hate boring people. They're the fucking worst. Anybody who's just like you're just talking to them and there's just nothing fucking interesting about this person. And they like for what it's like a friend of a friend that you have to interact with like more than you'd really like. And just like fucking kill me every single time I deal with this person. That is the one thing I legitimately hate about some people is how fucking boring and uninteresting.
Wow.
They are.
It's very judgmental.
You're so angry.
Very judgmental.
I'm really not usually.
I gotta say, since Blah stopped eating really good shit, he's really become a lot angrier. I think it's directly due to your diet.
Probably
now that you don't eat garbage anymore, like
it's the lack of Baja.
It's the lack of Baja.
It's made me hateful.
I'll get behind what you're saying. I don't necessarily hate the people. I hate those really awkward interactions when you can't really get anything out of somebody.
Yeah. You're trying to have a conversation with them like desperately, and it's just like trying to keep interest in this person is like trying to bucket water out of a sinking ship. That's what it's like. That's what I feel like, and it's the most frustrating fucking experience. It's like, please say something interesting. Please be interesting.
This is your interaction, according to Anion. This is the other person. Nice weather today. This is Blacklight. Oh my God, go fuck yourself, you piece of shit. Nice small talk, you dipshit. you just lose it on him.
I think what the most frustrating thing about it is for me is that like, if it's somebody who's like a dickhead to me, who's just outwardly like. But like, you know, just fuck you, Nick Jenkins, you're a piece of shit. I can then either return that or just pointedly ignore it in order to further bother that person. But when somebody's like just boring, it's not something you can really hold against them. It's not something you can't just be like, fuck you, you're so boring. That's rude. Like, and that frustrates me that you can't like combat this in any way. That's the worst part about it.
The worst thing anyone could do to you is just come up to you and then have a really boring conversation. That would be
like,
I hate
boring people because I can't tell them I hate them, you know, like it makes it so much worse.
Yeah,
you have a real unique set of problems.
All right.
I don't know how we address. Yeah,
are we ready, Brandon?
Yeah, we're ready.
All right, let me start this shit off here. This piece of crap podcast that we run.
Yeah, Nicholas. There's one person in my life who's extremely boring, who's a friend of a friend, and they like me a lot, and they constantly like want to talk to me and stuff, and I'm just like, I don't want to be anywhere near you. I fucking hate you.
Wow,
it's bad.
It is such a powerful word, though.
It's okay. It's not real. It's not actual hate, but it's extreme annoyance.
Let me start this podcast.
Please go ahead.
All right, the podcast this week brought to you by kmod.com, of course. Go check out the website. Go check out... Are they not hearing me? Okay, they're hearing me, I think.
You want to start the over?
Yeah. The podcast is brought to you this week by kmod.com. Go check out the website, and please check out the forums. Lots of good stuff going on there, as well as our startup of the awards picks, which we'll get to a little later. Also, multi-stream, of course, kmod.com/multi-stream. The best way to watch multiple streams on Twitch. Somebody last weekend or the weekend before, somebody big used it, and we got another. We get like Linode notices when people use multi-stream a lot because it bogs the server down. I think it was like Lyric or somebody, but it was like, your CPU is pegged at 100%. Just telling you.
And pay for it.
But yeah. So go check out kmod.com/multi-stream. Best way to watch multiple streams here on Twitch. And of course, that site is brought to you by PC Part Picker. The best way to share build setups and things for PCs, and also to check out price graphs and sales and things like that. So go check out Philip and the boys over at PCPartPicker.com. Also, check out KBMod.com or KBMod.Spreadshirt.com. We have some new shirts up. The UK store has been updated. I believe Monday is the last day to order if you want to get it by Christmas. Thanks for watching. And of course, last but not least, brought to you by subscribers and viewers like you guys.
No, so definitely last and definitely least, but I'll get to that later. No, I'm just kidding.
But go ahead, APL.
I will go ahead. Guys, how you doing? Welcome to episode 169. Meme 69. Turn halfway clockwise and start sucking that dick or whatever you're going to do. Get in that 69 position. Lay meme. Get the mayo out or whatever. But 169. Can't believe we've done 169 of these episodes. It is December 14th, 2014. And the year's almost over as well. So
yeah.
Look at that. We're almost ready for Christmas. Or Athemis, or as I'm celebrating
Festivus.
This year. Festivus, whatever you want to do.
Festivus, yeah. For the rest of us.
Yeah, whatever.
Winter Emus.
Winter, yeah.
Control all delete reference I just made. Somebody fucking kill me.
How's everybody doing? What's going on?
Nothing.
Okay.
What's going on with you? I'm sick.
Nothing.
How's the weather, Scott?
Guys, I don't really want to start small talk because Bois is going to hate all of us if we do that. So I don't really. Should we just get to like something interesting?
I didn't say I don't like small talk. There are some people that are really good at small talk that can be interesting throughout. You know, like if you can like crack jokes and be funny. No, the worst. Okay, you know what the worst is? People who are boring that try to be funny and all they can do is like regurgitate memes.
Yeah,
memes, well, dude.
Memes, yep. And like inside jokes and fucking like references to shit like. Can
well,
you guys,
welcome
please,
to these.
You're just
you
like
please
so
grow
selective
a personality?
About pretty much everything. Like,
welcome
everything.
To everybody at KB Mod. Welcome
enough.
To your fan
yeah.
base.
Oh yeah, Jesus. Fuck all those guys. Especially PM LaRocco. You want to go, mate?
Wow. Yeah, call them out. This is. I like this. I like this fire. I like this.
Yeah,
I like
you
having
know?
The fans on edge.
This
you know
what happens? I get sick and I get angry and I just
let it out. Let it out. You're in a safe.
Fuck the world.
You're in a safe place.
You're in a safe place.
We should, before we go into what we've been playing this week, did anyone do anything exciting in real life they'd like to share?
Any Christmas party last night.
I did. I saw the good. Twitch Christmas party photos. They looked incredible. That,
I'm actually quite upset I didn't make
I
it.
Was touched by, like, significant alcohol.
Yeah.
Like, enough that I woke up this morning at, like, 11, and I was like, yeah, that's not actually going to happen, and then I slept until 4.
Oh, wow. What was that? Now. It was an ice sculpture that was dispensing clams or something? What was it?
It was just there was an ice sculpture and then it was an oyster bar, so you got to keep the oysters on ice, and so they were shucking oysters right there and putting them on the bed.
Can you
ice.
Link that picture in chat? If actually, I can probably find it because I thought that picture.
That's
was...
on my timeline.
I like okay. the I like the fact that you think that the Twitch party had a clam dispenser.
A clam dispenser. A clam dispenser. Oysters, clam just, dispenser, they're all the same, right?
I just want to go into like a right? fast food restaurant and start filling my cup up with ice and just clams start filling my fucking cup. Making like squishy sounds as they land, just like
oh
god.
Put your top on there and put a straw on and start sucking, dude. Delicious.
Oh man.
I didn't do anything interesting, but my wife was out till 6 in the morning with Mike Pollack Saturday morning, so now I'm just worried.
Just partying about, up or what?
About everything in the world.
Yeah. She was partying with Mike Pollack?
Yeah.
Fucking
till like 6 a.m.
Fucking Megan the monster.
I was like, what is happening? She's crazy.
Yeah, look at her. You can't.
They went to Eaton Park.
I've never been to an Eaton Park ever.
Oh my God, Scott.
It's pretty significant. Like part of American culture.
I would
culture.
Say it's like close to Denny's.
Fourth tier Denny's.
Okay. Wow.
Okay.
Yeah,
the one thing, so Eaton Park is built for the salad bar. Like that's why you go there. You're like, I would like to have a salad bar today. That's where Eaton Park really shines.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. I just never have.
Dig it.
God, don't use that word in chat. I'm not getting cuckolded. Oh, it's the worst word. That is.
It is
like
it's a cringe
on the list of gross words. Even if it didn't mean anything gross, that is like the most.
Yeah, it's bad.
Like saying it makes me want to vomit.
I feel like cuckold is the male version of moist.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
If cuckolded meant you were making a sandwich, it would still be the grossest word.
Oh, don't say that. Say you're making a fucking sandwich, dude.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Just make the sandwich. Don't talk about that. Oh, it's so bad.
Wow. Well, that's okay. Well, that is interesting. Yeah, so, well, maybe we'll get Megan on here, you know, one in the future podcast, and she can tell her side of that story. Because right now it just sounds pretty interesting. all right. I mean, other than what did
probably gonna come downstairs.
Yeah,
she be like, well, doing.
I mean, she's listening probably right now, isn't she? So, yeah. All right. Anybody else? No, no flea markets, Brandon. I'm always waiting for the week that you're gonna tell us that you went to another fucking sick flea market. Like you really let me down.
That's winter.
I love
time.
The phrase.
They really
sick
do.
Flea market.
Sick
and flea market, bro.
And film it so then we can send the footage to Strudel and he can make a flea market montage. Like that would be sick. MLG.
I mean, I don't know if they do them during the winter.
That's probably
it's
just, true.
It's cold.
You're right. It has been, you know, really chilly here as well. You know, it's been like low 60s during the day, which is chilly for, you know, for this area.
It's finally gotten a little bit colder here. It was actually fairly
you
warm.
That zany storm. You said Stormageddon, you bunch of pussies.
Oh my God, it was so tame too. Like there were places that were bad. There were some outages in the city, and Daly City got flooded really bad. But like up where I live,
it was not
East
bad.
Bay, it was a drizzle. It
yeah,
was
it
a
was
dry.
It was just constant rain, but it wasn't like anything crazy. Other parts of the nation get this all the time.
Constant rain terrifies and confuses Californians. They don't know how to handle it.
The drainage system in my complex was like not cleaned in a very long time because it hasn't rained in like 5 years, so my whole parking lot flooded.
We didn't even have anything like that down the street.
But like the whole or parts of downtown lost power, and I was like, "How do you lose power over a you know a light shower over the day?"
Yeah, no, it's because they're so like remarkably ill prepared for it. Like we handle earthquake just fine; nothing happens when the ground shakes and people get swallowed up into the earth. But fucking, well, watch out! Some water falls from the sky. Grab
Dude,
the kids and head
really
for the hills.
Happen. God,
that sub really happened. Dan, tell the people for the people that missed
Dan's
the sub.
Moist cuckolding.
Well, you should just tell people like words. So if you want to like turn KB mod and like to a profit printing machine, just like tell people words that bother you, and they will make accounts and purchase subscriptions
with
that word.
That's a good point. Let's just do this for the next hour and a half. Let's just do words that bug us out, and we'll have the most subs
I did
we've ever
see this interesting thing. Not to poop on MLG because they just picked up CS:GO.
Are you
going to
talk about the skin giveaway?
So they're giving away skins today. This is MLG, a massive
Find the
organization.
Tweet. Find the tweet.
They gave away on Twitter today.
I can't.
I have to talk about this because it's like it's like clearly someone in the chain didn't really understand CS:GO.
Yeah, God bless them.
They were tweeting to give away a Glock 18 groundwater.
Retweet to win.
Damn.
8 cents on the market. It's like not there's
It was they definitely had someone on there that didn't, you know.
Yeah.
It got better though. I'm going back through the
The M4A4 Knight was on there, which is badass. But
not the Cyrex. Cyrex, best skin in the game.
I found it.
But I had
the groundwater looks it even looks fucking horrible. Like there's not even
a regular Glock. Still giving away some stuff.
313 retweets on that one. So I don't know if that was like ironic retweets or if people were actually retweeting to try to win. But
it's just kind of, they did give away some good ones like the M4.
Yeah, there was also a Vulcan giveaway too. So
yeah,
they made up for it. But
the Vulcan personally, but
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
to each their.
But I'm glad. Yeah, I'm glad to see anything that's picking up Counter-Strike at this point. I'm excited for. So I'm glad to see that there'll be Counter-Strike at MLG.
The organization doing something big with it.
Yeah.
So
yeah, it's good. Cool. All right. Well, let's get into, since all of us are fucking really boring people, let's get into our boring gaming life that we.
Now, did I say that I was talking about you guys? Come on now.
No. I was.
It's not always about you, Scott.
That wasn't directed at you. It's not always about you because I wasn't even referring to you.
So it's not always about me. I'm the selfish one.
No, I was just saying that like the highlight of our week was like a rainstorm we were talking about. Like that was the biggest thing.
Gotcha. Okay. I thought it was a big deal here. My rant against sports. People were just constantly talking about it.
It fucking stinks, man.
I was sitting here in Pittsburgh where we've had rain for like 6 straight days and I've just been like, why, man? I guess we're all going to die. I don't know. It's going to happen. I'll be doing a solo podcast next week.
Yeah, we're all going to be done, washed away in the tsunami that was the rains of December 2014. Is it okay to say the word tsunami? Is it still too soon to say the word tsunami?
You can,
okay.
I don't think it was ever taboo to say the word tsunami.
No, it was for a while right after the Japan tsunami. And I will say though that the big EDM banger tsunami was really helped make everyone feel better, you know, about it.
When was it ever taboo to use the word tsunami?
Everyone's like, yeah, tsunami's sick, yeah. Like, it's like, well, not really. Like, it usually fucking destroys like cities and villages. But it's like, if it's in an idiot, if it's a drop, man, I fucking love it. Anyway, like, would it be okay if a tsunami hit Los Angeles if, as long as tsunami's blaring instead of an air siren, they're playing tsunami? Everyone's like, we're gonna die.
Where are you getting any of this? This is all, like, just extrapolated from a completely false assumption that the word tsunami was ever taboo. It's not like it was the fucking Holocaust. Nobody consciously inflicted a tsunami on Japan.
Listen, like, I live my life based off of totally invalid assumptions. Haven't you realized that yet, Blah? Come on.
Well, yeah, a long time ago.
Anyway, sorry. Let's see. All right, Blah. How about you go first with what you've been playing this week? Let's hear it.
Not a whole lot. Restarted my save file after my Nuzlocke on Mega Ruby Alpha Sapphire, which is probably the best Pokemon games to date. Nobody here actually gives a shit. Picking up Final Fantasy VII again to finally finish my Let's Play. Nobody gives a shit. And
jeez.
Oh, you're too okay. So far.
Yeah.
I'm
I haven't really been playing all that much. It's been a pretty busy week and just kind of playing what I can where I can. Not a whole lot. But
okay. All right. Wow. That was
I know you were expecting me to fill more time.
I did. I'm kind of shocked here, but no, it's fine. It's fine.
Do you want me to fill some time with a rant about people with bad hygiene?
Go ahead.
I take a fucking shower. It's not that hard. Wear some deodorant. Why do you smell like socks?
Shots
that's what
fired,
I got.
Man.
That's what I got. God. That's all I have. Go ahead.
Okay. Brandon, hit me.
Goblins versus gnomes. That's what I've been doing.
You bought a lot of packs, Brandon.
I bought a lot of packs.
You bought a lot of packs.
Mostly with gold, though. Mostly with gold.
No, it started with gold. So I bought like 60 packs with gold because I've just been saving up a bunch of gold from arena runs and stuff. So I had a bunch of gold to spend. So I spent most of my gold on packs because I figure, you know, there's nothing else I need that gold for, and the next expansion will be a ways away. So I spent most of it, and I was like, well, I actually don't have as many packs as I thought, or like, you know, as many of the cards as I thought I wanted. So I bought $70 worth, and then I just decided I needed more, so I bought $70 more worth.
Wow.
So I
can we thank the sub real quick?
Oh, God.
Please do.
Yeah, go ahead. I can't do it. Can't.
Thank you for the subscription, Crusty Moist Cuck Magazine.
Crusty Moist together. Those should Krusty not coexist. Crusty and moist do not operate.
There's some, the same there's something upsetting about abbreviating cuckold. That's and real bad.
What was your findings from buying that many packs?
Yeah.
So the thing
you can very easily spend money in Hearthstone. That was
well
noted.
Yes. But so the crazy thing is when you buy that many packs, and I haven't disenchanted any of my extra cards, so clearly you would expect that you would have extras of a bunch of the common cards and all of that. But no, I have four Dr. Booms, the legendary. Four of them. I have nine Steam Weedle Snipers, which is an epic card. And I was like, literally, until some of the last packs I opened, I was missing a couple of rare cards.
That's super
There's
weird.
A lot of legendaries in that expansion, too.
There are a lot of legendaries.
There's a lot of cards.
But it's just like, I feel it feels so weird because there are some cards where I have literally 9 or 10 of them, and then others that I just don't have any. And we're talking rare cards, not even epics or legendaries. So that's actually why I bought so many packs, because I figure if I'm going to buy packs, I should buy them now before they change any cards, because then when they change cards, you get full value for the dust when you disenchant them. So I figure now I'll open a bunch of packs and I'll just keep all the disenchanting, or I'll wait to disenchant them. So that's basically all I've done this week. Playing and trying to figure out decks with all the new cards.
I'm glad I didn't get into that, because I already have a problem with cases. So if I could open more packs of things to give me that instant kind of... Is it the same? I've seen people open some packs. So how much is it per pack?
It scales up the more you buy at once. So the most you can buy is $70 for 60 packs.
60 packs.
So they get closer and closer to a dollar.
Oh, it's not... Okay.
Oh, that's not bad, actually.
But the thing is, like, the only reason I bought all of those packs is because I do, like, I play Hearthstone mostly in terms of, like, the game that I spend the most time on right now is Hearthstone.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't, like, I look at it as a good investment because I'm going to play Hearthstone for, you know, the foreseeable future, and I'm not buying a ton of other games right now. So that's really not, like, $140 is what, 3 AAA games?
Yeah.
So
something like that.
Yeah.
Can I just say Aurelion Erin is like the best pack opener ever?
That is true, yes.
She opened like somewhere around 140 packs for Tyler and unpacked like an ungodly amount of legendaries and several gold legendaries.
Yeah,
I think.
Like two gold legendaries.
Yeah, it was
good god.
Like out of, I think it was like a 40 pack that she first opened and got like 5 legendaries, one of which was gold. Something like that.
Jeez. I've gotten one gold legendary.
Yeah, what was that?
She didn't even know how to play the game. So.
Oh, yeah, no, but she's really good at opening packs and she knows it. That's all that really matters.
So how rare is that like compared to CS skins? Like, is that like a
legendary?
That's a knife.
I'm told
a gold legendary
is a knife.
Gold legendary,
right. As far
a knife.
As rarity. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm told that a legendary is like a 1 in 100 chance or something like that, and then I think a gold is like what, 1 in 1,000? A gold legendary is like 1 in 1,000, something like that.
That would be about right,
something
I
like
think.
That, yeah.
I don't know exactly. That's probably. The gold legendary is probably wrong, but I'm pretty sure legendary is known to be 1 in 1,000 packs, not 1 in 1,000 cards, because you get 5 cards a pack. But
I think it might be card, because you roughly get a legendary per 20 packs. It's like a 5%. Yeah, it's like a 5% chance. So I think
that,
gold legendary is like a 1% chance.
That hasn't been my experience, but I also have generally shit luck.
That's how percentages work.
I've never actually opened anything higher than I think a purple skin in CS:GO, and I've opened a lot of cases.
For a long time, my only legendary in Hearthstone was a gold Cenarius. That was it.
I have a gold Illidan.
Peanut pack or something.
I got it in one of my first packs. It was like when the game first came out.
I got a gold Illidan, which is like a shit legendary. He's powerful if you already have board position, or if you already have board control. That's it.
Yeah, also, I'm... So, another reason that I opened a bunch of packs is because I'm going to try and hit Legend this season, which I'm very well might not do because it takes a long time, but I figure over Christmas break I actually have the time to play. And so I wanted to try and make like good decks so that I could actually hit legend. So right now I'm like rank 10 and hopefully I can get close. We'll see. But that's really all I've been playing this week.
Okay. All right. Sweet. Sorry, I'm just getting distracted. Katie Zen posted this Polygon article that I haven't seen yet about religion and okay. Sorry, I'm getting triggered. Maybe we'll talk about this later.
Stop triggering Scott.
I'm Polygon triggering. And religion. That seems extremely valuable. You please
yeah,
share.
Yeah, it does. We should definitely talk about it. Go ahead, John.
Mostly just Warlords of Draenor. A little bit of CSGO here and there, but I'll probably be all up in that Warlords of Draenor for probably forever.
Yeah.
Well, you know, there's eventually going to be another expansion.
Yeah.
Someday.
Warlords of Draenor.
Okay, so you're not going to install, or you're not going to install the next.
He's not going to install it.
No, he's over it. Really. Also, how much actual content for Warlords? I mean, obviously, you could play Warlords forever. I mean, you can keep raiding and stuff, but for like the questing and stuff like that, how long does that take for?
Took about 24 hours.
Okay.
Yeah, something like that.
Get from 90 to 100. It's not bad.
Huh. Which for John was about one play session.
That
actually was the one play session. Yeah.
Is my mic good?
I wasn't getting.
For you guys?
Your mic sounds good to me.
Yeah.
Okay. Nikon messaged me and said it was crackling.
Sounds divine. I don't know about the stream.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it should be fine if it's fine to you guys. But, all right.
Who's up? All right. You're up, Dan.
I have mostly played WoW this week, like a shitload of it, because I I went to occupational therapy finally, and they were basically like, if you want to get the typing back, just start typing a lot. So I was like, I'll just play WoW then.
Makes sense.
And I did go to work this week too.
Good.
So I was back at work.
How is that going with? Like, are you able to? You just got to go slower or what? Or like, you have a?
Yeah, I just can't like take call after call or anything. I'm just not that fast.
Yeah.
But I got to level 100 finally, and then the past 2 days, I think I've probably played 18 hours of WoW over the past 2 days, just trying to get geared up to raid. Because I really, really want to raid after coming in after the raid Thursday and talking with John and our friend Tinquar, who was in guilds with us forever, who John got to come back. So, so I've just been playing that. And I did play a little bit of Dark Souls 1 to get back in the habit. I didn't stream it, though. And I'm almost done with the crew. Almost at the end of that game, which it's pretty good. It's still pretty good. Like, again, it's hard to recommend the crew, really, but it's pretty good too.
I feel like this is the hardest task you've had this entire year, is deciding whether or not you can like last week you said the same thing. You were like,
My finger on the crew. It's like, it's like an 8 out of 10 with an asterisk by it. That's like, it's also kind of shitty. it's a super weird game.
Keep in mind, anybody who worked on the crew, whether or not to recommend your game is the hardest decision a guy has had to make all year. And the guy also had a stroke this year.
That's how confusing your game
that's
is.
That's really where your game's at right now. Take it as you will.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I really enjoy the game. What I really want to do is get online with Hex one of these nights. So the faction missions they have, I talked about one last week, which was like Hex and I were driving for like an hour and 15 minutes on one mission. Mm-hmm. And these are meant to be, I didn't equate this until I read an article, I think it was Eurogamer's review, which actually gave the crew 9 out of 10. The faction missions are supposed to be like the raids of that game. So like, World of Warcraft has big raids, which take hours to complete. That's what the faction missions are supposed to be. they're supposed to be like this long undertaking to complete. There's one that's 4 hours long. A race in that game. 4 hours.
That sounds awful. That's crazy. That's like too much committing.
It sounds awesome.
That's too much committing to me.
No.
I don't even play WoW for 4 hours straight.
Yeah.
I know. But yeah, So the crew, it's weird. That's like the best. It's hard to, yeah.
I haven't decided if I'm going to buy it yet. I'm waiting. Oh, I bought Far Cry and Dragon Age Inquisition.
The crew, the story is like 15 plus hours. So, I mean, you get your time out of it, even if you just beat the game.
I've heard nothing but incredible feedback about Inquisition.
It seems really good. I played a couple hours.
Yeah. I really need to get on board with that. I did forget to mention that the Phoenix Wright trilogy came out. I've been streaming that, and that's super hype.
Objection.
Objection! I actually have an object emote that just skirts around copyright. solely for that. It's fun, because my whole chat, every time... so, those of you who don't know, Phoenix Wright is like a game about like law and court. It's
an attorney simulator.
Yeah, it's literally like you're literally a defense attorney defending people from wrongfully accused murder cases, murder charges, and whenever you find evidence that like that contradicts what like witnesses are testifying, you present it to them, and your character Phoenix Wright yells objection really loud, and like the music stops, and then it picks back up as he points out the contradiction, and it just gets hype as fuck. So what I've had my chat do is everybody yells objection with me at the same time, and so like my whole chat just lights up with objection and then whatever emote they choose, and it's really fun. It's the nerdiest shit, and I fucking love it. Yeah, Huddleston's got it, Cyberboy's got it. Yeah. It's such a fun game to stream. I need to get better to stream it. I need to get better before I keep streaming it, because I do like all the voice acting, because I'm a giant fucking LARPing nerd. And
damn, you are a giant.
Yeah. And I'm not up to it right now. But I forgot to mention it. I saw after I went, somebody was like, "Are you not going to mention Phoenix Wright?" So I had to go back and mention it. I'm sorry.
Who's left here? Scott Fisher.
Cheers, cool.
Scott, are you muted again?
He didn't want us to hear him. Fapping off.
Or Scott.
To my Phoenix Wright story.
I feel like he's muted again.
He's either muted or Time Warner did.
He did this last night. Or last time. He was muted and didn't know it.
This is what happens when you pay a trip to the fucking zoo room when I'm talking, Scott.
Oh, no, we dropped him.
He's
Time Warner. He's always Time Warner. Well, I played a lot of Counter-Strike Go this week, and I streamed some other games that nobody knows. And I'm Scott Fisher.
Yeah, he did play a lot of CSGO this week. And then he played... What else did he play? He played something else. I'm trying to remember.
Some FPS game. I forget what it was called. I guess it started with a P. Yeah.
Might have been CSGO.
Yeah, it was CSGO. Was the FPS.
It was CSGO. Started with the silent P.
Fuck, what was that one? I'm thinking of like a really obscure console shooter that came out that sucked. And it was really hyped. It was like...
There's a lot of those.
But it began with a P. It was like Pariah or something like that? Or... I don't know. I lost it.
Rage? With a silent P.
Oh, was it Postal? Oh, no, Postal. It wasn't Postal 2.
No, he did play Postal 2.
Oh, was
that
it?
Was the okay. one. It was Postal.
Yeah, he did play Postal 2. I think he was in the weekend DLC. So, let me call him back here. He didn't text me or anything yet, so... Maybe he got Fentoned. Maybe Nick Zoot took him.
Nick just
but that's what he
into
did.
His room. He comes out of the zoo closet, bursts into his room with like a vape pen in one hand and a bong in the other, and just tackles him and forces him to get zooted. It's like a regular occurrence.
All right, we're going to run a quick 2-minute commercial break and hope Scott is alive at the end of the 2 minutes. If you don't want to see any ads on this channel, make sure you subscribe, because that will remove all ads on this channel for you. And you can support the stream. So we'll be back in a couple minutes. I totally forgot to talk about Capcom Cup. I was going to...
Which was stellar, yes.
I can talk about it in news.
Yeah. Well, parts of it were stellar. Some parts of it were the worst fucking garbage. Capcom, please.
Capcom.
Capcom.
I do not know how to feel about Capcom.
No one does. They won't make another Mega Man game. Ooh, I do have a message now. Internet dead. Rebooting stuff, but we'll see.
Okay.
Yep. That means he'll probably reboot the router and be back. Because he was actually not distorting or anything. It's just out of nowhere. So
yeah.
It completely dropped. It wasn't like a... Oh. Scott?
Hello?
Yeah,
hello.
You're good.
Am I alive? Okay, I don't know what just happened.
I think it just totally dropped completely. It wasn't like a degradation thing.
Wait, did it die on your guys' end or just my end?
You just went silent.
You disconnected.
Yeah, I couldn't. Yeah, I couldn't hear. Well, no, you guys all started sounding like robots, really slow robots when Blah was talking, and then everything just died. I don't know. I think
that might actually just be you were so bored.
That could be what happened in your ear.
That was like in your head, not coming out of your computer.
Yeah, I think it was a Time Warner special feature right there that I just had. Okay, all right, so it's my turn to go.
Well, we're on commercial right now.
Oh, we're on commercial, okay.
Wow. We went for you.
Okay, so what did you say? Yeah.
You played CSGO.
Yes.
And Postal 2.
Yes, there you go. That's it, you got it.
Wow.
And you also played Rage with a silent P at the beginning because John said you played some game with a P and we couldn't remember that it was Postal.
Oh, yeah.
So I just started making up games and putting silent P's.
Also, I want to shout out Mike M. Paul Lackey, who told me that Bundlestar had all the Batman games for $10. So yeah, if you don't use Bundlestar, I still don't know how that website works. I thought for the longest time that thing was a scam, but it's legit. Yeah, they actually give you the keys and you can redeem them. So I don't know if that's still going on, but that's a really good deal for all of them.
Yo, shout outs to 600 viewers. Thank you so much for showing up, guys. all right. Scott, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Whenever you go silent. We're going to start the news with something I regretted to mention in the what we did. I watched Capcom Cup all day Saturday, which is the sort of culmination of the year of fighting games, top 16 players in the world. And it really, I mean, obviously people can debate on who the top 16 might be, but this is a pretty damn solid representation of who the best players in the world are. Justin Wong, Ricky Ortiz, PR Rog, Daigo, Momochi, Fudo, Luffy, who won Evo this year. It was the last four or five Evo champs were in this field, so it was 16 killers pretty much. It was awesome. The Street Fighter was awesome. Capcom's production of the event.
It was interesting.
This is a little to be desired. Way too many breaks in it for no reason. Like 20-minute breaks, which is really odd in a fighting game. If you watch fighting game tournaments, if there's breaks, it's maybe 5 minutes, but to like corral
sticks
some players
and stuff too.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like this was like we did top, you know, the first 8 matches, then took a 20-minute break with like some not very good bands and music in between. And then like they did the losers matches and then it was another 20 minutes. So they would lose like 10K viewers.
That sucks, yeah.
During these breaks. So, I mean, it was really killing the momentum and the hype. But some of the matches were, I mean, absolutely godlike. Momochi ended up coming back from losers bracket to win the whole thing. PR Rog beat 2 or 3 Evo of the past Evo champions in a row from loser's bracket. He had, like, and he had no business coming back in the matches too. It was pretty ridiculous. But like people, it was funny seeing people get eliminated. Like Justin Wong went 0-2. He just got destroyed.
Yeah.
but the Street Fighter was unbelievable. I mean, that those 16 players in one bracket is pretty ridiculous. Maybe the highest quality bracket in that esport ever, I would say.
That's the best part about like the Pro Tour kind of way of doing things too.
Yeah, so what they do, for those that don't know, each event, if you win a what they consider to be a major during the year, you automatically get in, and then you can qualify by points. So if you finish high consistently, you'll end up making it. So yeah, that's right. Snake Eyes also went 0-2, which is really surprising. Supposed to be the best American player, but got just destroyed. So yeah, it was pretty amazing.
I was hyped, so I only watched like the towards the end, the last like 3 or 4 hours, which was super. I don't even know much about what's going on technically, but I like watching.
There's a lot of comebacks.
Yeah,
a lot of tight matches.
Yeah, it was really fun to watch. But the ending with I don't know, was it the guy who was talking about, you know, the prize pool being increased, right, for next year?
That's, yeah, so thing. Next year, so this year the winner got 30k, second place got 15k, and third place got 5k. I mean, not shabby, especially when you're an individual, not sharing it with a team. Next year, due to the what I can only assume is the Sony money going into Street Fighter V, $500,000.
Yeah.
On the pool.
Which is like the FGC's entire prize pool. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy. Like,
that'd be like winning every tournament throughout the year, and you would have to go to like 100 tournaments, not just the majors. Like, it's completely amazing that they're doing this. It's something the FGC needed badly when you're seeing things like, it's hard to do what Valve does, but like, that'd be an awesome model. You can't really do it with a fighting game, but like, that's why there's so much money in that stuff. And of course, Riot is just raking in money hand over fist for League. So, but there were a lot of players who have left the FGC in the past few years, either to try League or just because, you know, not worth their time, basically, sponsors. So I'm glad to see a huge infusion. Imagine... Imagine finishing first next year. You're probably making, like, I don't know how that prize pool is going to be split up, but you're going to be making close to six-figure paycheck if you win that tournament next year. Like, that's one dude.
Which is about, and cut that in half after taxes, assuming they do things right. Yeah. It's still still a lot of money. It's enough to live for a year, like, pretty comfortably. Yep.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, that was super cool. I like how like, he kept saying, like, one more thing, and then they did the exhibition match or whatever.
Yeah, Street Fighter V, I did.
Yeah, that was the noodle head, the noodles on the head at the end.
Won't be out for another fucking 4 years, but yeah, that's okay.
Yeah. Everyone in chat just like seeing it early, and they're like, oh, it looks shit. Looks garbage.
Of course.
Everyone, all of Twitch chat. So funny. Oh my god, what are these graphics? They spent all their money on shadows. that was a lot of it. Yeah.
So, cool. Up next in the news, so Capcom Cup was awesome. Our first Game of the Year staff pick article is up. A few of us are going to be doing these articles on the site, on kmod.com. AJ was up first, and he actually chose one that I think some of the rest of us have played, but I don't know if anyone would choose. He chose Alien Isolation.
I was surprised at that pick. But...
his Game of the Year. With an honorable mention, you can read his reasoning behind it in there. Honorable mentions to three really good games as well. Wolfenstein The New Order, Dark Souls 2, and The Walking Dead Season 2. The Walking Dead Season 2 is not very good, AJ. Just saying.
Yeah.
it's just not. But those other three games are quite good. So go check out that article on the site.
I feel like I really need to play Aliens, by the way. I just got to throw that out there. I haven't bought it. But everybody says it was good.
Yeah, and it's a 20-hour plus campaign. Just... that's a lot of content, man.
For a single player game, yeah.
So go check that out on the site. I don't know if you guys on this cast with me have seen these Just Cause 3 screenshots I'm about to talk about.
I have not.
But dear God, I'll link them in chat. so you know how we keep saying every time we talk about Just Cause 2, how good Just Cause 2 looks 5 years on? Like, it still looks incredible. Yeah. This.
The thing is that these aren't like these are not real screenshots. These are not real screenshots. So
right,
like, but you saw Dark Souls 2 screenshots, and you're like, that game's gonna be pretty, and then you got that grass, and you're
Avalanche
like,
knows what they're doing. Like with the this is
the one game.
Let's go look for the Just Cause 2 screenshots for the press and see if they're comparable to the actual game. And if they are, then I'll buy it.
This is the one game where that game does look amazing. So I have no qualms with thinking these could be close to real, because like Just Cause 2 stands up to games being made today. We've said that on the cast before. I mean, like, the technology, the water looks and everything. I can't wait.
This looks like a next gen Just Cause 2, which, I mean, that's exactly what you want. The graphics are taken to another level. Also, this screenshot with him grappling to a goddamn oxygen tank that he has shot the bottom out of and is rocketing him across the sky. I'm in. Count me in for this game already. just, of course, the insanity is there. The water looks unbelievable.
The fish swim away from you.
That's always been one of the most amazing things about that is the water.
Keep that
so
view distance, too. The view distance is the best thing to me. I think
the view distance, the water, just the environment in general. Like, it just looks so good. And I do like one of these screenshots is he's grappled on top of a sports car that's, you know, hundreds of feet in the air.
Yes.
So
flying off
it looks like it looks like there will be no shortage of lunacy like we experienced in Just Cause 2.
Yeah. So I just keep getting more hype from this. As we talked about a couple weeks ago, there won't be any multiplayer at launch, but there's also going to be no microtransactions in the game. So that's a good thing because a lot of people thought there would for cars and different things like that. So coming out in 2015 at some point. So hopefully it's awesome. Hopefully their Mad Max game, Avalanche, is also awesome. It looks really good. Also, in bad news, but sort of good news, The Witcher 3 was delayed 3 months to
always
May. And basically they said that they could have just shoved it out in February. But there's a lot of little things that they really want to fix. So good on CD Projekt Red for delaying it yet again just to put out a fully finished game. And in their statement, they basically said that the audience right now is so gun-shy due to the recent launches of games like Watch Dogs, Assassin's Creed Unity, Master Chief Collection, all these next-gen platform games coming out and being super unfinished and unpolished. They want to make sure that their game will run effectively with the least amount of bugs possible on day one. So props to them, you know.
This is the way it's best for consumers.
Yeah, and they're a public company as well, which is something we've cited before as to why people shove these out to please stockholders. But
yeah,
they just don't care. They're going to give you a finished game when it's done. God. I can't wait for The Witcher 3. So props to CD Projekt Red, but sucks that we're going to have to wait another couple months for that game. There was a bunch of No Man's Sky footage that we didn't talk about last week for the PlayStation event. It looks incredible. Once again, no one has any idea what is actually you're supposed to be doing still, but it looks absolutely incredible. You can apparently make portals between planets you visited as well. But we have, you know, we've been talking about this game since the Sony event last year to fully launch PS4. And, I mean, we'll see. Of course, the most ambitious game we've ever seen, probably. Infinite Universe, procedurally generated.
Yeah. Yeah, the No Man's Sky stuff. I was just watching it again. What are you doing? I mean, it looks awesome. How long is it? Fly around for like 4 or 5 hours to all these infinite planets, and they all, you know, it has a cool art style. But what at the end? Yeah, until I see what we're actually doing with that, I don't know. It's a cool engine.
I'm a little put off that we still don't know what our goal is. I want to believe.
Yeah,
I want to believe so bad. And
I don't even know if it's a Minecraft thing.
Yeah,
you know?
Right.
Yeah, exactly. It could very much be just like a sandbox, do whatever you want, which would also be very cool as long as there's like enough to do to keep you occupied. I'm still regarding this game with cautious optimism. It's my default for any game that looks like that. Cautious optimism.
Yeah. Mm. So, damn. Also, breaking news. Hiko just left Cloud9, so there you go.
Yeah,
really.
He stepped down.
Well, he's technically still on the roster, but he's it's for Shazam.
For Shazam. Crazy.
And iBuyPower picked up Adren.
Very cool. So. We knew NA. We talked about this with Jimmy. We knew changes were coming to all the NA CS:GO teams. So, there you go. There's some of them right there. A few quick notes this week. Do you have way too much music or something? I don't even know. It's official that you need Seagate's new 8 terabyte hard drive.
Jesus.
$260 for this thing. It is slow. It is meant to be a storage drive, of course, with 8 terabytes. I think it's 52. What's the RPM on it?
5900.
5900. So not 7200 RPM.
That's definitely a slow drive.
Yeah, it's a really slow drive. But 8 terabyte hard drive for $260 is actually a really good deal.
Yeah, that is really good. Like storage per cents per gigabyte.
Yeah. So if you're someone who stores a lot of media, you may want to look into this, because you're not going to get 8 terabytes for $260. Not that's reliable for the most part. H1Z1 hits early access on January 15th. Shout outs to Jimmy Wiz. They said it will be not that finished when it comes out, but they're going to be completely honest with it and, you know, all that good stuff. But of course, early access, buyer beware. And then the last note, which I put on here because I am super hype. No one else cares, but I'm super hype. Heroes of Might and Magic 3 is getting an HD/Steamworks version on January 29th. One of my favorite games of all time. And you'll be able to play online multiplayer in it. It's a turn-based sort of strategy game that came out in like 98, I think. But it's fucking amazing, and I'm super glad that Ubisoft is putting this out. So, unfortunately, it's 2 days after GTA 5 comes out, so I won't be playing it for a while. But yeah, I'm super pumped for that.
And just a quick correction.
I'm actually going to pre-vote for GTA Online PC being the worst launch of the year. Just going to predict.
Pre-vote for that.
Think so?
Yes, absolutely.
Adren joined Denial Now by Power. Sorry, I misspoke. I was confusing that with Power.
Because so. Shazam
yes,
left was Denial that? For Cloud9.
Right, exactly.
And there are no new releases of note this week.
No.
Makes sense, actually.
It's, yeah.
End of the year. We're going to take another 2-minute commercial break here, guys, and then be back with some pretty solid viewer questions this week. So make sure you stick around. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
My God, because I need water, dude. This fucking, the cheese sauce I put on my nachos is ghost pepper.
Oh my God.
I'm not fucking kidding you either. It's actually ghost pepper. Fuck me.
I'll be right back.
Does that even taste good? I feel like it wouldn't even taste good. Look at the pajama pants on this cat.
So strong.
God damn. God damn. I kind of want to buy that 8 terabyte drive. I'll be honest with you.
Let's do it. Do it right now.
The thing is, if you don't need 8 terabytes, like you can, for the same price, you can get faster drives for
is
a little bit less space.
Is it about need?
Yeah.
I'll need it someday.
Someday, yeah.
I don't know. I feel like 8 terabytes is pushing the threshold of what you would need, unless you're doing YouTube videos or something as a
career. The way current games are going, like Call of Duty, requiring 60 gigs of your hard drive or something. I mean, who knows?
That's
pretty
the thing
soon
is
it'll
require a terabyte. You don't want those on a slow hard drive.
Yeah, that's true.
You would only want media that where the
like,
speed
you don't
doesn't
know
matter.
The pain. You don't know the pain of loading BF4 on a mechanical drive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually played a little bit of BF4 this week, actually, just to try it.
I still haven't played Final Stand.
It's still it's still Battlefield 4. It's way better than it was when it launched, but
yeah. Yeah. It's pretty good. Oh, hello. Waifu. What? What are you doing? You're listening to the podcast on your headphones. 10 feet behind me.
That's next level right there.
That is some like next level shit right
That's
there.
Dedication. Walking around the house with the podcast. Look at that.
Hassan, just get 8 1-terabyte SSDs.
There you go. That's the best way.
That's what John will do. That'll be his solution.
Do what? Buy it. Buy what? That's always my solution.
8 1-terabyte SSDs.
I have 4.
I mean, like, don't get me wrong. You can find a way to fill up 8 terabytes, but you have to really try.
Yeah, you would. Definitely would. all right. First question here from Mr. Tyler M. He writes in, And this is a good one. We've never actually had this question before. After watching the excellent PewDiePie South Park Christmas special, I didn't see it yet, to be honest.
You gotta watch it.
In your opinions, what is the best Christmas movie / special? I'll have to repeat this in just a second, so don't answer. Blah's back.
Yeah.
Let's watch it. No, now he's leaving again. Oh. He left again.
He found those some people making small talk, and he's he's about to beat the shit out of them. Did you beat those people that were making small talk out of your apartment?
Yeah, they were hiding in my kitchen.
I thought so. I could tell. Get them out.
Yeah.
So, well, we're on our first viewer question here.
Okay.
And it is from Tyler M., and he asks, after watching the excellent PewDiePie South Park Christmas special, in your opinions, what is the best Christmas movie / special? So that is our question.
All right. I really like Nightmare Before Christmas because it doubles as both a Halloween and a Christmas movie. You can watch it. It's also just a fun movie.
I love...
music's really good.
I love A Christmas Story. I love when TBS does 24 Hours of A Christmas Story.
Yeah, dude.
I love that. I love that movie. And it still makes it... All the same parts still make me laugh. It's one of my favorites. So I'm good with that.
I find Christmas Story depressing, but I think it's like... I think it's a... it's more of an association thing than there being actually something wrong with the movie, because my grandma always used to make me watch it, and I hated visiting my one grandma.
There's some depressing. Yeah. There's some real parts in that too.
There are some definitely depressing movies, but like I can't enjoy that movie solely because of just like I think of being stuck in my grandma's house and she like hated. All I wanted to do was like play my Game Boy and she hated watching me like sit there and play games. So she would like make me watch the TV answer, instead. I don't.
The answer is absolutely Home Alone. Like there isn't any arguing.
Home Alone is fantastic.
Man,
Home Alone
is great. But Die Hard. Let me bring. Yeah. To Home Alone is fantastic. Although I will say Home Alone has evolved for me over the years.
Yeah.
To now where I see those dudes get hurt and I'm like, fuck, dude.
Yeah, it's brutal.
Those guys are. There was an article. I don't know if it was on Cracked or another site, but there was an article. I think it was Cracked where they analyzed with a doctor what would actually have happened to those dudes. Had they gotten hit like in the face with a swinging paint can, full paint can and shit like that. And he was basically like, it was like 90% of the shit, they would have died. Like he was basically, they'd be dead.
Yep.
They'd be just fucking, like that paint can to the face, it would just crushed his entire cranium in. Like he was just been fucking destroyed. He said the hot doorknob would have burned through to the bone, like down to the bone, it would have burned him. So he was like,
it's not nearly as entertaining when you think of the gruesome reality of what would actually happen.
And Kevin's a fucking psychopath.
Yes. And like it's fucked up that a kid is able to think of all these like saw-like traps.
Yeah.
Spur of the moment. Like he didn't have any warning these guys were coming. He was just like, oh shit, they're here. I gotta think of something quick. And then all of a sudden he comes up with shit that like Jigsaw would come up with after years of meticulous planning.
Yeah, there's no way a young child comes up with like all of those traps. Possible.
Kevin's fucked up, man.
Kevin's fucked
up. He's also fucked up in real life right now. Like right now. He's like actually crazy.
I gotta bring up two movies. Die Hard, fantastic Christmas movie. Not really one you watch with the kids, you know, but Die Hard's awesome.
Yeah, if you don't care about your kids, you should watch it with them.
Also the old ass Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Animation, claymation thing or whatever. Stop it.
That one always freaked me out a little bit as a kid, too. There's something creepy about that. I liked it. I liked it, but scared me a bit.
Man, I'm down with the Bumble.
Yeah. The
Bumble is sweet.
Yeah.
Fucking Burl Ives, drunk as shit, recording that. That's all I think. He sounds like he's so hammered now. Listen to that, but yeah, Die Hard's fantastic. The other Die Hard's not so much. But Die Hard 1.
Yeah, no nominations for It's a Wonderful Life. Got to shout out. My dad just fucking loves that movie and makes us watch it like 20 times when I'm home.
What a boring ass fucking movie, dude.
It's a classic. I can't call it boring. Fantastic performance by Jimmy Stewart.
I watched it for the first time last year, and I was drunk as shit on like 6 glasses of wine at my parents' house, and it was actually I enjoyed it a lot drunk.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it a lot.
I don't think you have to get drunk to enjoy it, but I mean it is for, you know, it's a little more of a
the only frame of reference I have. My only experience.
Grinch stole Jingle All the Way with Sinbad and
Arnold. Great call.
Oh god.
Great call.
Good one.
Now I have to bring it up because we brought up Sinbad. I once talked to Sinbad in a Yahoo chat in 1996.
Oh my god.
Shout outs to Sinbad.
Wait, 96, man. Can wow. They were on the cutting edge.
That was fucking yeah, they AOL had a chat room.
Sinbad. AOL chat. Yeah. Dude, it was so old school. Like, there was no moderator. It wasn't like there was no barriers. Just Sinbad. Just like, Sinbad. They were like, Sinbad's going to be in the, like, you know, AOL host room or whatever it was.
That's awesome.
So I talked to Sinbad in the chat room. And then I saw that Always Sunny episode with Sinbad years later. And I was like, God damn.
That was a magical fucking episode.
It was a magical fucking episode.
Grab a shoe. Feed his testicles.
My answer to this is going to be probably pretty obscure because I don't know if this is like a popular thing when I was a kid or if I just I just happened to watch it and really liked it, but it's called Opus and Bill, A Wish for Wings That Work.
What?
I know you've never heard of it.
What?
But I actually just found it on Amazon. So we had a VHS tape of like we had recorded it.
Oh, I know what this is though. Yeah.
We had recorded it on the TV, and I never, like, I didn't, I've never
fucking
seen it other than that recording.
You know.
It was, anyway, it was, like, that's one of my favorite,
You
like,
better
Christmas
be one-click ordering this right now.
Yeah, I had no idea they had it on DVD.
Five bones, free shipping.
That title's so funny to say. A Wish for Wings That Work.
A Wish for Wings That Work.
Oh, didn't Wallace and Gromit have a Christmas?
Dude. This is the thing about Christmas specials. Fucking everyone has a Christmas special.
Yeah. The Star Wars Christmas special, one of the greatest things that ever exists. If you've never seen that, in the
I can't even think of Muppet Christmas.
All right,
man.
I'm gonna ask a question though.
It was like a big series. It only had like five entries or something.
This isn't part of the viewer question, but the best holiday themed movie. Now I need to know what everybody's is. I'm gonna say Hocus Pocus for me. Fucking great,
dude. Hocus Pocus. Oh, we watched that at Max and Renee's Halloween. I forgot how fucking amazing that movie is. It is so bad amazing. It's the best.
It's terrible. It's an awful movie.
Man,
it's fucking incredible. Never say an ill word.
I'm going to go... I mean, Halloween has so much around it just because so many... I love fucking Halloween. The first one. The first Halloween movie.
You're going all horror on us.
Right. Yeah. What holiday does that correspond to? Easter?
Halloween.
It's Easter.
It's an Easter movie.
Yeah.
Should be, it's, well, you know what it could be? It could be a Lifetime Easter movie. It's just, every Lifetime movie is just somebody getting murdered or something terrible happening. Prometheus and Bob Christmas?
People that was a thing?
God damn.
I don't doubt there was a Halloween episode, but those episodes
were
like...
Yo, any votes for Passion of the Christ? Any Passion of the Christ?
Oh, I'm a big Passion of the Christ. Yeah. I love Jim Caviezel. I'm into it.
I'm a big Caviezel guy.
I'm a big Caviezel guy. I'm a big Gibby guy. I love Mel Gibby. He's one of my faves. I'll throw in a vote for Passion of the Christ. I love, dude, the flock.
Oh my God, trashiest.
What did he...
No, he's just... Independence Day is the greatest holiday theme movie of all time.
That's not. That's,
I saw
that's
it
a great point.
Wrong.
Yeah. It's a great point. I never really thought of it as being a holiday movie.
July 3rd.
Yeah, you're right. Independence Day.
It as a holiday movie, but it actually is.
Fucking
it is.
Definitely.
That's like
is.
Meta. That's like really thick.
That's
the
really
if you saw
stretching
it in
the
theater,
imagination.
It actually turned midnight when it turned midnight in the movie. It was fucking great.
Yeah, that's hype.
Yeah. Welcome to Earth. That's right.
Earth Day. That fucking Bill Pullman speech, you know, so
oh
good.
My God.
So
every
good.
Day,
so hype.
Every day I wake up and watch the Bill Pullman speech before I go to work.
Oh,
all
man.
Right. Next question. At penis ass 69. The great Twitter handle of all time. Why does APL smell better unconscious?
I don't even know what this is in reference to.
I don't either.
Because
but...
there is this guy named Mr. Rogers in my stream who donates all the time, but he leaves really creepy messages about like he's like, hey APL, I drank the rest of your milk. Is it okay? Is it okay? I put another gallon in there for you. By the way, your PJs feel great. So I don't know if this is him or who it is. It's weird. I don't know. It's very odd. But go ahead and guess.
So I think that people smell different while they sleep.
Really? Is that true?
It's a personal theory of mine. Like, I've been married for a while. My wife smells different while sleeping.
What, do you not smell like your wife when she's sleeping?
No, I just like
ambient smells.
Yeah,
really.
I've never
I don't smell people
often while they're sleeping, except for Scott.
Yeah, I smell Scott all the time.
So you excrete a certain
You're just totally there. So I mean, you're kind of, you know, you're not moving. Your own smell is on you probably a lot thicker while you sleep.
That's true.
Because you're just... Because if you were, you know, if you're moving around, you're
trailing it, yeah. Fanning it away a bit.
I can't say that I've experienced this, like, a different smell when someone's sleeping.
You never get real up close next to Hillary and just... When she's sleeping right over top of her, go, deep whiff. Just breathe it in.
Well, no, it's the exact opposite. I do that every night.
And it's, always the same. It's always the same smell. No, it hasn't changed that for you?
Yeah. Maybe your musk gets trapped in the sheets.
Yeah, that's what Dalesy's saying. He's saying that the bed builds up a funk.
Yeah, which could be. You know, I mean, we wash our sheets, so...
I feel like if you're going to have one object in the world that smells the strongest of whatever your scent is, it's going to be your bed.
Yeah.
Maybe your office chair, but a lot of them are leather.
Yeah. I mean, you're excreting, you're farting, you're drooling on the thing. Like, yeah, it's going to have a little bit of everything from you.
Your body's like getting out a lot of toxins while you sleep.
True. You ever wear those? Speaking of, real quick, with the toxin thing, I remember this advertisement for, you put these pads on your feet that, like, suck the toxins out of your body, and then the pads are dirty. Have you seen those?
I'm sorry, Scott, what?
I don't know if it's real or not, but I saw it, and I wanted to see if it actually works. I'll find it. Hold on. Go ahead.
Sauce Fancy in chat asks, I wonder what it's like to do coke off a sleeping person.
I mean,
probably like it is to do coke off an awake person.
Yeah, I don't know if
it's a totally different context, man. It's
totally different.
It's very different contextually.
It's the smell of a fresh cuckolding. Can we stop?
No, you're right, Dalesy. Like, it is kind of gross how much shit we do in our beds and then we get it back into them the next night. You're not washing your sheets every day either.
You are
probably farting like a crazy person all night and you don't even know it.
Yeah.
Oh, I know it. I wake myself up.
Wait, your wife uses them. She just tweeted me, Dan, what the pads I'm talking about. Yeah, she said they're real. I use them.
Crazy.
Megan, tweet me the link for them. I'm going to purchase them. They blew my mind because, like, obviously, like, it's an infomercial, so... I didn't know how real it was, but at the end of the night, you can see all the toxins came out through your feet, the bottom of your feet.
It's fucking weird.
I know. Man. I don't know. It could just be that you didn't wash your feet enough, you know, in the shower.
Yeah.
It just sucked the dirt off your feet.
Or if you sweat out your feet.
Yeah, and then could be.
You're definitely going to. Yeah.
Okay. It was an ancient Japanese technology. Yeah, I think you're right. We saw the same infomercial. You're right.
If you're sleeping when you do the coke, you don't have to look into their disappointed eyes. Oh god. Wow. Mad pup. Wow. Jesus. Wow. God, that's real dark, actually.
Yeah. Pretty dark.
All right. Next question from Mitch M. He writes in, I've been recently grinding the spoiler character on Rebirth for that Platinum God swag, and it's caused me to descend into an endless madness. What impossible challenge in a game has made you want to commit seppuku, but you couldn't stop trying over and over again? The most fresh one in my memory is, because I'm not very good at Dark Souls, was Ornstein and Smo the first time.
Yeah.
Like, they're blind, no spoilers, and I took like 7 hours to kill those motherfuckers.
Yeah, I was somewhere around the same.
Yeah, but I kept going back, though. Like, I kept banging my head off that thing.
I would probably say trying to speedrun Shovel Knight. Because it's, like, speedrunning in general is very, very difficult. And Shovel Knight is, like, being an old-school kind of game, it's, like, a lot of sort of, like, tactile skill that's needed that I don't really have and haven't really needed before. Like, you know, like toenail jumps and certain, like, really, really, like, pixel-specific jumps. That have just been frustrating as hell. And, like, after dying in the same spot, like, 6 or 7 times, you just want to end it. Like, you just want to be done. But you keep going and you keep, like, trying it. I never actually ended up getting... So, like, I just don't find speedrunning very fun. I think I'm just not cut out for it. So I ended up never getting, like, a sub-1 hour run when world record was, like, 45 minutes or something. Shit, you do. Dude. Like, I respect speedrunners a lot because after trying it myself, like, that shit is hard.
Like, people that do the long games more than anybody else. Like, dude does, like, a 6-hour speedrun of Final Fantasy is, like, reset.
Yeah. A lot of like Final Fantasy speedrunners, if their run doesn't go well, if they like get screwed over via, you know, RNG or something, they just can't run again that night because they're like 4 hours into a run and then like bad RNG happens, like through no fault of their own, completely killing their run, and then they just have to like go play another game for the rest of their stream. And they're just like, they're like, no, if I start another game right now, there's no possible way I can beat my PB after that happened. And if I start another game right now, I'll be up until 5 in the morning if that run completes. So
another one is, and John, I don't think Brandon didn't raid this far into Burning Crusade, but when I was doing Maru attempts in Sunwell was one of, but that was a group thing. It wasn't just a me being able to reset, but we did Maru for like 3 or 4 weeks, three nights a week.
You just bang our heads. A lot of WoW raids. I mean, like, yeah. I remember farming, trying to get Ragdown for the first time.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And just the thing about the game back then, too, is the amount of consumables you were farming to get there, too. So it's just, like, hundreds and hundreds of hours.
Yeah.
Like, just banging your head off this thing. And you knew that half the attempts you were going to do were just going to end in, you know, 2 or 3 minutes. Into this boss, and you're just gonna have to do it again.
Spending more time getting set up to fight the boss again than you've spent actually fighting the boss. Yeah,
well, that's basically like all of old WoW. You'd spend like half an hour corpse running and then a minute wiping.
Yeah, C'Thun, dude, it was like a freaking 25 minute run back to that stupid boss.
It was like you had to like individually cast like arcane intellect on people and shit.
Then that top guild got banned for figuring out a way to glitch through the floor so they could stop having to do that long run back for C'Thun wipes. Remember that?
Yeah. Yep.
Good guy, Blizzard.
I remember sitting there like loving Maru, but also being like, we're never going to do this. Like there were times where you're just like, this is never going to happen.
Yeah.
And it's not even like the 1 or 2% wipes that are most discouraging. It's like the 10% where you're like, this was going fine and we were almost there. And then we had whatever fuck up it was like, God, dude, I've never banged my head off anything like WoW raids. Now that I think about it, but Ornstein Samo is right up there as far as I had to keep doing it though. Yeah. You know, I could not stop.
I'd say for me, the most frustrating thing, there's this part, I don't know if you guys remember in Black Mesa or Half-Life, where you have to jump onto this, like, vent thing, and, like, you hit spacebar and you keep jumping, but you can't get on top of it, and you just keep hitting spacebar, and you just get madder and madder, and you're recording a Let's Play, and your name's Darkside Phil, and it's just the most frustrating thing ever, and you just can't get up, and it's like, click! It's like, the game's broken! It's broken, and then millions of people watch you do it, and it's the worst thing in the world. That was the hardest thing I've ever had to. That was the hardest thing I ever had to watch, and also play, because I felt like I was there experiencing the pain. So that's for me.
All right.
Learning bridge to rail and Quake, because it seriously took me like 3 months. It's just a simple strafe jump. 3 months to do one jump.
Pretty rough.
Jesus.
And I can't do it anymore.
Time well spent.
I actually had I had a different answer, but then when John just reminded me that probably the thing I've spent the most time on are old enemy territory trick jumping maps.
Yeah.
That I mean, they weren't impossible, but they were really difficult, and like I ended up beating all of them, but it took me so long. That's probably that's the closest thing I've done to just like banging my head against the wall constantly. But I was actually, I don't know why I thought of this, but something that stands out to me is the PlayStation 2 game Stuntman.
Yes, that is a great one, dude. That is a great one. Stuntman is one of the most frustrating games ever.
Yeah, it was like these challenges for pulling off these stunts. Yes. I just remember like not even being able to come close. Like I would attempt them and to pass or whatever, it would be like a third of the time that I got. And I remember doing that nonstop, and I just never really got anywhere. That game.
Stuntman's a brilliant answer. My brother beat that game fully, but I remember it took him like it was during the summer one year, and it's been a week on Stuntman, like playing the same level like over and over and over again. Yeah, that game was legendarily hard.
Driver was also extremely hard.
Yeah,
the original Driver had some missions where I would lose by seconds getting to whatever point it was, or the game would crash a lot. That game was super buggy.
Yep.
So, God, Driver was super good though.
Yeah, those games were like the pre GTA games where it was just driving, like Driver and Stuntman. Those I really liked those games, and so both of those I spent a ton of time trying to do their challenges and stuff. Those are like really difficult games.
Yeah.
Or at least they were when I was in middle school.
Yeah, Sean beating Ninja Gaiden, he's saying took him a week, didn't turn the NES off because you couldn't save, obviously.
Yeah,
Yep, I remember
Ninja Gaiden was really hard now that I think about it. Even the newest one, the one on Xbox 360, was absurdly difficult.
Yep, that's what they do. Battletoads, God.
Big Ray Gun say he never beat the tutorial in Driver. He jokes, but the tutorial in Driver, I remember the same thing. Like, it took me forever to figure out what they wanted you to do. I went back and I got that as an emulator just to play it recently to kind of see if it was as good as I remember. And obviously the game hasn't aged all that well. But, like, back in the day, I thought it was, like, the best-looking game of all time. And someone just fell down. Steve?
Okay. My dogs are attacking each other.
And the tutorial in Driver doesn't really give you any direction. It just gives you the move list to do, and you could get like eight of or like seven of them done, and then not figure out like what it wants you to fucking do. It's like I did a fucking
I remember that
figure eight or whatever. So I can relate to that. Yeah, the tutorial in Driver was hilarious.
All right, damn it. Final question. It's not really a question. It's more of a story.
God.
Although there is a question at the end. Anion has written us a letter. It's been a bit. You can check out his last one on our YouTube, youtube.com/KBModGaming. It was pretty good. It had a very big twist as well. So this is a letter from Anion once again. Suddenly, he rushes inside and demands all the money in my wallet, as well as a copy of Halo, the Master Chief Collection. That's when I knew something was off, since not even a thief would steal that game.
Oh, God.
I then saw the Microsoft logo embroidered on his man purse. Embroidered on his man purse. This wasn't a robbery. This was a sales pitch.
Oh, no.
You, the Major Nelson-sounding robber said as he pointed a gun on me. Give me your watch. How would you rate your experience on Windows 8.1? Glanced at the man in the eye and said, 2 out of 10. Immediately,
oh, no,
I noticed.
You missed a sentence.
Did? Oh, shit. I glanced over at the store clerk and noticed that he had pulled out a Microsoft Surface and was using it as a stand. Well, he took notes on what I would say. I looked the man in the eye and said, 2 out of 10. Immediately, I noticed the overwhelming smell of shit emanating from his pants. That's impossible. Do you know about all the apps you can pin to your Metro window? I walked up to the man, leaned over, and whispered in his ear, "Classic shell." Shit streamed down his pant leg as his knees started to buckle. He pointed the gun back at me and said, "Get on your knees, give me your wallet, and take this dope for 25% off your next Xbox Marketplace." I did as he ordered, but as he was about to hand me the code, I told him, "I'm sorry, I only have a Wii U." He collapsed on the floor, mouth foaming. I stood up, bought 4 copies of Wii Fit for my overweight relatives, pressed F over his twitching body to my respect, and walked out of the store. My question for the cast is, did I handle the situation well? And what should I do with all these copies of NBA 2K15 I looted during the chaos?
Oh, wow. Wow.
I like that you were respectful.
Yeah, many
people would not have pressed F to pay their respects in your shoes.
R.I.P. Major Nelson. God bless him.
I did not read this beforehand. Like, I glanced over the first couple of paragraphs.
Oh, my God.
I did not see the press F.
No, me either. No, I knew it was going to be good from the first, so I didn't read the whole thing, but wow. Anion's just on some kind of streak right now, isn't he?
Some point. It is. On it fleek.
Is. Make sure you follow the channel as well, guys, because Katie Zen said he's working on something.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
I feel like Katie Zen is sort of the yin to Anion's yang.
Yeah.
Because he's like really well written stories that always have that twist at the end.
Yeah. I just press F to pay specs. I especially like the fucking shots fired at CNN, which had the whole thing where they were using surfaces and fans for their iPads.
Yeah, that's actually maybe my favorite part. He pulled out a Microsoft Surface and was using it as a stand for his iPad.
I also loved whispered in his ear, classic show. God damn it.
Holy moly, dude.
Oh. Well.
Wow.
Thank you, Anion.
Wow.
For the letter.
I don't know, man. That's incredible.
Thank you guys for watching episode 169 of the KB Mod podcast. Make sure you follow all of us on Twitter at APL Fisher, at Blacklight Attack, at KB Mod John, at Volition, and I am at Nipnops TV. Make sure you follow this channel on Twitch. We stream every single day here. And if you really want to support the stream, please consider subscribing.
If you don't want to subscribe, you should go rate us on iTunes. Even if you watch it live,
yes.
You probably have some sort of iOS device, or your parents do. So you can use their phone or their iPad and go to iTunes and then rate the cast.
And rate it? Yeah. You can also use their credit card to subscribe as well.
Rate the cast and join our cavalcade of reviews on there with Mr. Charles Hotes, who has a review.
He does.
Cast. Mr. C. Hodes, father of five.
Yes, a legend.
Sean has
the great thing about those reviews is you don't have to leave your real name. All that matters is that you give us five stars. The rest of it is frankly irrelevant. But if you leave something funny or you have a question or whatever, we do look at those.
Yeah, make sure you check out kbmod.com. Follow on Twitter at kbmodgaming. Check out all the stuff below the stream. And we'll see you next week. I believe we will have a cast. It's before Christmas, but I think we'll probably have a cast next week. For episode 170.
If we don't, what are you going to do about it?
Nothing.
That's right.
Nothing. But yeah, episode 170 next week, hopefully. It is around the holidays, so we'll see. Same time, same place. We will see you guys next week.
Farewell.
Peace.
Somebody Yatta for Nick.
Yatta!
Should not have eaten those nachos.